Hi, it's Dave. So Elon Musk announced on Twitter that Tesla is increasing their Tesla full self-driving package from $10,000 as an upfront charge to $12,000. This is a $2,000 price increase. In this video, I'm going to analyze what this price increase is, when it's going to happen, also what's the impact on Tesla's stock valuation and its prospects going forward. All right, so here's the tweet from Elon Musk. He says Tesla FSD price is going to rise $12,000 on January 7th. So this is just in over a week time. If you want to place your order, you can place your order to kind of lock in, right, that $10,000 price right now. So what countries does this apply to? Elon is saying this applies just in the US, and that's because Tesla is focusing their FSD development in the US. That's where it works the best. All right, Elon also says the FSD price will increase as we get closer to FSD production code release. Yashish Sharma from Hit That Bid channel, he says, is the monthly price going to stay the same? Elon says, no, the monthly subscription price will rise when FSD goes to wide release. So Elon Musk is already thinking about wide release in the imminent future. Next, you have a couple recent guests on my channel. Matt Smith replying says bullish. James Dama also says having to update the spreadsheet model twice in 1 week, bullish. James Stevenson says, Elon Musk has consistently guided that Tesla will increase the price of FSD over time. That is true. It's one of the reasons why Hey Dave 7 and I talked last week, why I expect a serendipitous confluence to drive Tesla gross margin 30 to 40% and beyond. And so he links to the interview I did with him. Matt Smith chimes in on this tweet, says 40% gross margin sounds like an absolutely ridiculous assumption. And it does, until you do the analysis on each variable that goes into that figure. Joseph Yan tweeted that saying that he just locked in, right, the FSD price by placing in a reservation. Gary Black says, in my opinion, Tesla is making a big mistake in pricing FSD way above market. $3,000 if one looks at used Teslas versus Teslas without FSD. FSD take rates will go lower than 20% in the US. This may change once FSD gets to level 4 and adds utility, allows drivers to sleep, work, read, watch TV, etc. Tesla Facts replies to Gary Black and says, Wall Street analysts, even the bullish ones like Gary, tend to undervalue Tesla's FSD efforts. And he goes through a few reasons. He says, FSD option grants perpetual license to earn money in the Tesla network. The value of this is not zero. And then he shares some reasons why some people might think FSD prices are already too high. Some people think that competition is coming, that Tesla is going to be forced to lower the price, that it's not that special of a feature. Here, Earl of Frunk Puppy says Elon raised the FSD price to $10,000. People complain on Twitter he didn't change his mind. He raised the price to $12,000. Same thing happened. Elon will raise the price eventually to $14,000. People will complain he won't change his mind. Whole Mars says, hey, $12,000 for FSD? Screw that. I'm getting $12,000 worth of paint on a Taycan instead. Yeah, this special paint option is almost $12,000. A special luggage set as an option is like $6,000 or so. He goes on and says, I don't understand why FSD needs to be so expensive when the supercomputers used to build it are so cheap, right? He's kind of joking here. Yeah, it's like expensive, right, to build these supercomputers and to build like the AI teams and the development for FSD. Matt Smith says, by my estimates, Tesla will have 2 million FSD upgrade candidates by mid-year. That is current Tesla owners who have opted not to buy FSD at the time of purchase. If FSD improves such that just 5% of those opt to buy the upgrade, that would translate to $2 billion of almost pure margin revenue. All right, so there's a lot of people who, let's say, like this price hike, thinking it's going to help Tesla's valuation market cap in the future. There are some people who don't like this price hike, thinking it's already too expensive. So let's take a zoom out a bit and let's ask, what are the key takeaways? All right, for me personally, number one, I think Elon Musk is showing here a lot of confidence in FSD. If Tesla was not on track to solve FSD, I don't think Elon would try to raise prices like he's doing. Also, personally, I'm able to confirm FSD is improving rather rapidly. I use it almost every day in my driving, and it's actually become a very useful driving aid. In my opinion, I think in 6 or 12 months in the future, it's just going to be that much more better. I think people could be underestimating the pace of innovation, the pace of improvement that FSD is going through. Also, I think Elon is showing confidence in the economic value of FSD. See, FSD is improving really fast, and I think it's hard for people to grasp exponential improvements, especially compounded. And it's because most people think more linearly, but Elon's brain is wired differently than most people. He sees the trajectory for FSD, and the trajectory is that FSD is going to surpass, right, human driving ability probably much sooner than people think. And it's only inevitable to him. Once Tesla gets to a place where FSD is 2 to 3 times safer than, let's say, a normal human driver, and let's say they have the data to prove it, I think they're going to be able to convince regulators at that time. And this is going to unleash a huge amount of economic value. Think about it. People are able to do other things in the car rather than driving. Like, driving takes up a lot of energy and focus. For those who, let's say, have an hour commute to work and an hour commute from work, all of that value could be unlocked doing other productive things. And I think people are going to be willing to pay a hefty price for this. Also, there's that robo-taxi potential, right? To have a completely new business and revenue stream of people sharing their cars for ride hailing. Now, it's true that FSD has been delayed, or rather it's coming later than originally expected, but it's not because progress is slow. Rather, it's because the problem is much larger and complex than originally anticipated. And as a result, Tesla has had to do a lot more work, right, than they expected. And they moved, I think, actually in a lot of ways faster. In some ways, this makes me actually more bullish on Tesla FSD, because it means that with a more difficult problem, it's going to be more difficult for other companies to solve this FSD problem. It's just hugely complex. Last year at Autonomy Day, Tesla shared that they have over 1,000 in-house labelers. What that means is they have 1,000 full-time people just working on labeling, right, objects in video and images. And this is just a portion, right, of the AI team. And Tesla's AI expertise goes all the way from the hardware, right, making the chips, doing the neural nets, the data analysis, the labeling. They're going all the way into the actual training, right, of these neural nets, into the hardware components, making actually the Dojo computer, right? The training computer itself and its chips. Anyways, Tesla is investing a huge amount of resources into FSD development, and it actually is hurting their quarterly earnings because it is a huge expense. Tesla is making billions of dollars of profits, but this is despite investing heavily into FSD. And I think they have the complete package. They have the combination of being the most ambitious, the most committed, and they have the right strategy, in my opinion, to make FSD work. All right, the second takeaway I'm getting from this $2,000 price increase with FSD is the impact of Tesla stock. So most analysts aren't going to factor in much value to FSD right now. And a lot of it is because most analysts just aren't equipped to evaluate FSD and its future prospects. It's cutting edge AI technology. And even the best AI experts in the world are divided on whether or not Tesla can solve FSD and when they're going to be able to solve it. So I think overall, I think FSD is a largely underappreciated and overlooked aspect of Tesla business. But if it works out and Tesla solves FSD, I think there's going to be a huge upside. We're looking at new revenue streams, like let's say robotaxi. But even without new revenue streams, you have a higher FSD uptake, which means more people are going to choose the option or even pay a monthly fee. This means higher revenue and higher margins, and pretty much all of that goes directly to profits. I think in the FSD bull case, if Tesla really solves, let's say, FSD in the next 1 to 2 years, margins overall can go over 40% in the next couple of years. And I think this is just massive. And I think because of that, there's potential for Tesla evaluation to react and explode as well, because almost no one is expecting those kind of margins. In my opinion, I think 40% margins for Tesla in the next few years just seems completely ludicrous, right, to almost every Wall Street analyst out there right now. Now, I think it's up in the air exactly when Tesla will solve FSD, but I think Tesla is in the driver's seat. See, if FSD is delayed further, it doesn't really hurt them that much. Tesla still can have great margins over 30%, and they're still growing deliveries at a super fast pace. That alone will be enough to grow earnings substantially quarter over quarter for, I think, quite a few years to come. All right, I hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.